Welcome to the Neo-Narcissism Podcast, hosted by emotional intelligence specialist Kimberly Weeks and strategic psychotherapist Brad Kaufman.
Hi everyone and welcome back. Today's topic is, can you and should you forgive the narcissist?
So, and of course this can be a pretty loaded topic. Oftentimes when I'm talking with people who are recovering from the narcissist, it's almost like there is a resistance to forgiveness. So I like the way that you said it, can we and should we forgive the narcissist? Or is it better not to forgive at all? So now this may be a unique take or a different perspective on forgiveness from what our listeners have heard before. So I just encourage you as listeners to hang in there, hear us out on this one. I'm sure there's a few people that are ready to hit the go to the next episode. I'm not interested in forgiveness. Just hear us out on this. This is an important part within the healing process. And the goal of this conversation is hopefully to, get our listeners to have a different perspective on it so that forgiveness doesn't feel like a four-letter word. It doesn't feel like it's something, that they have to run away from. But in fact, they have a better grasp of what it actually is and why it's actually useful. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of giving it away a little bit where, we're answering the question already. Should you or can you forgive the narcissist? Again, I'll leave that in the listener's hands. But hopefully I'll make a case or will be able to make the case for forgiveness here.
For sure. It's still a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
And timing is still going to be a big factor here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's good to have some information up front so that you can start processing when, how, the choice, whether you want to or not, and what that might look like.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump in.
Okay. So let's jump in. Of course, there's a whole lot of history to the word forgiveness. Different religions touch on it and have their certain perspectives of what it is. What I'd like to do is I'd like to actually go into the etiology or etymology of it, basically like the origins of what it is. So it's actually, the root is Latin. I'm not going to try to say the Latin word, but essentially the word in Latin means to give completely. So forgive, it really focuses on that giving part. And there's a strong emphasis on completely and thoroughly.
Yeah.
So complete and thoroughly give. Now, the big question with that is, what is it that we're giving? So in forgiveness, what does that actually mean?
I think it can mean quite a few things here. Because, and I think the words, when I hear that, the words that really stand out to me is completely, thoroughly. That comes with a level of intensity. There's an implied sense of depth to what you're giving here. So the underpinning of that is surrender, is there's a surrendering.
Right. Now we might lose a bunch of listeners right here because they're going to swear and they're going to say, forget that, or use stronger language. I'm not going there. That's why I say just kind of hear us out, kind of stick with us on this one. Surrendering, giving. So what are you actually surrendering and what are you giving? Now, of course, in the narcissistic and neo-narcissistic dynamic, we are led to believe we're the ones with the major problems. Of course, none of us are perfect. I'm not trying to say like we're perfect and the narcissist is the problem, because then we just get stuck in their way of doing things. I'm not interested in doing that.
It's the impact of the gaslighting and the manipulation that make us feel like we've bared more responsibility and bared more fault within the relationship.
Yes, that's such a great way to say it. So you're led to believe and experience the relationship as though you are more at fault. Yeah, you bear more fault. So the idea of giving is ultimately a process of ownership. So right, to have something to give, there is an ownership that's tied into that. Mm-hmm. You can't give something you don't have. So what is it that you have? Well, you probably have over-responsibility here. You probably have over-excessive guilt, or you have excessive fault or excessive blame that's sitting on you. So the idea is, within the healing process, and this is why forgiveness is such an important healing element, is because you're giving back to them what is theirs to own without holding on to it. So it's an unburdening of owning something that isn't yours to own.
Beautiful. Hopefully we've got our listeners now. Yes, because there's also a lot of emotion tied to that, right? So there's anger, heartbreak. Some of that, again, because it reflects back to our wound and wounding and the difference there, is for us. But some of it does belong to the narcissist. So it is, what you're saying here is it's the surrendering, the turning over, the giving back, what never belonged to you to begin with.
Yes.
That you mistakenly took responsibility for.
Mm-hmm. Because essentially, in order to make any relationship with a narcissist work, you're the one doing the heavy lifting, right? You're the one that's just like, okay, I guess I'm just going to, in order to restore harmony and peace within the relationship or within the interactive dynamic, you just basically go, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to take that on just to have some level of peace and harmony within the relationship or the household or the workspace or the family or whatever it is.
Yes. Right?
So the process of forgiveness is really tapping into truth and recognizing what is yours to own and what is not yours to own. And so this is where you can surrender all of that stuff that isn't yours.
So how does one do that? This is so empowering. So I really love this because part of the healing process is this empowerment of yourself again. So in the surrendering then, what is the how of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, which is going to be the next big question and step. You're like, okay, so I know what I'm giving back. And you can start maybe a little inventory of that for yourself. What I'm giving back, that's one thing. Now, the how, there's so many threads tied to it. It plays out in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's a really good point. It's like you don't have to force yourself into forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have to sit down and go, okay, I'm going to forgive and I'm going to fully forgive. And, you know, it's more like you're saying, there's certain things that are going to come up for you that are just going to demand forgiveness in that moment. So a memory or a feeling or something like that, that is strongly associated to the narcissistic abuse that you experienced. And that's your opportunity to kind of jump into that or slow it down a little bit. And look at that and go, okay, what can I actually own within that situation? So if it's excessive guilt or if it's heartache like you're talking about or heartbreak, what in that can be owned and what has to be given back? Now, here's the other more difficult side of this. And we've talked about this before. Every human on earth is allowed to behave however they so choose. Now, of course, certain behaviors come with certain consequences.
Of course.
Natural consequences or legal consequences or, you know, relational or on and on and on we go. But with that being said, everybody has the right to choose. So they can choose how they show up. They can show up in the world as, you know, a loving, caring, compassionate, safe person to other people, or they can show up as a complete asshole, manipulative, deceitful, destructive. So, and however they show up, that's on them. That's not on you. But of course, within the relationship, we get so caught up with trying to get them to show up better that we end up taking on the responsibility of how they do show up or don't show up for that matter. So if they show up as an asshole, well, it's easy for us to get pulled into it's something we did or didn't do that made them show up that way. And that's where, like you were talking about the gaslighting.
Yeah.
They'll even try and reinforce that, oh, they're showing up that way because you blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Right? And they try to pin absolutely everything to you because they don't want to take any accountability or ownership of their stuff.
Yeah. So in this surrendering then, there's a bit of a, I'm just being pulled in this direction to talk about this being a bit of a spiritual component to this. There's an energetic component to this. And there's a, in the self, it's really, it's a very respectful thing to do for yourself, to free up the space, allowing, as you've mentioned, the truth of you to reoccupy that space that has been taken up by the narcissist's behavior and our ownership of that. Mm-hmm. So it feels like there's a bit of a, you know, however our listeners want to frame this for themselves, it's a, like an energetic support to that, a spiritual component to that. I just feel like within this surrender, you're surrendering to something.
Are you saying like surrendering truth?
Surrendering to truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it. Allowing truth to reoccupy that space. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, you have to turn over what was not true, what you took ownership for.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good trade to me.
It's an excellent trade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how we would coach somebody through doing that, the steps.
Okay. So yeah, if we were to put it in step format, and let's kind of work this out a little bit. Essentially, it starts with awareness. That's any of the tools that we teach in healing really starts with awareness. So it's, where is the opportunity to forgive? Where is the opportunity to heal? Where is the opportunity to surrender as you're talking about? So it takes that awareness piece. And that's why I say, if oftentimes what you can use is your emotional triggering.
Yeah. Yep. That is the point of awareness. That's, it's pointing to something, saying, mm-hmm. here's your open wound. What are we going to do with that? What do you want to do with that? You get a choice in that moment. Mm-hmm. And choice is where power lies. That's where courage lies, actually, mm-hmm. is in the choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you want to lean towards courage and choose in that moment to see the truth of that? Because that's really what you're going to choose. You're going to choose between the story that was there and what the truth really is. Which one gets to occupy that space, like the imagery of that. So when you have this emotional trigger and you've reminded yourself and trained yourself enough to be aware of that, this is what's happening. Oh, I know where this originates from. I get to make a choice right now. And within that healing process, it's the consistency of the choice that keeps turning over the responsibility, keeps giving back the responsibility.
Yeah. So then when you talk about choice, we have to talk about options. What are the options that are available to you to choose from? And you've already touched on it a little bit. So when that awareness comes up and the opportunity to choose, like you're saying, the options are either hold on to it or release it, mm-hmm. right? Or give completely and give back to them. Now here is, it's actually quite a freeing process to go like, that's on them. Mm-hmm. If they manipulated you, if they chastised you, if they demeaned you, whatever it is, that is on them.
Yep.
And so in those actions, especially those narcissistic actions, there really is no decency within them. It is just to, like we've talked about, unfortunately, that spirit just wants to destroy. That is really what the options come down to. So then we have to talk about, okay, how do you give something up? How do you completely give that back to that person? Well, oftentimes those emotions, those triggering emotions will start to remind you of certain situations, and you can look at that situation, slow it down, and get different perspectives of it. So it's like in those movies, you know, sometimes like everything pauses and people can walk around the room or whatever the setting is,
yep.
and everybody else is still, and they can look at it from different angles and get a different perspective mm-hmm. of it. That's what this is all about. It's like, okay, in that moment, what was actually true? So this is what happened. This is how I was gaslit. This is how that interaction went. This is what it felt like. What can I take ownership of my own actions and how I showed up in that situation? And what do I have to thoroughly or completely give back to that other person, or at least release from me? It's not like they're going to take it. It's not like you have to have a conversation with that person. It's just you not carrying it anymore. It's just you releasing it.
Yes. Yes. So that's such great imagery. I love that. And we're not suggesting that, I mean, maybe in some cases it is just one time where you're like, oh, I know that. And it actually, you may be able to completely resolve that in that moment. But oftentimes you're going to find it's the repetition of the choice of as completely as you can in that moment. And then the next moment, if it's triggering the same thing, you'll find a new depth of complete and a new depth of complete every time that that comes up for you. It's actually practice over time.
No, yes, it is a practice over time because you keep running into, it's not like it's a one-time event, it's a process. Yeah, you have to kind of keep releasing every time, recognizing and releasing, recognizing and releasing. Now, there's something else to be said here. Does forgiveness mean that you get over something? Now, this is a very important part of this, and I hope people are paying attention to it. There's a significant difference between accepting what happened, coming to an acceptance that that's the truth, that horrible thing happened, as the truth, and approving of that horrible thing. So any violation, you have to come to the acceptance that that horrible thing happened, that thing that I didn't want to happen, or that thing that was so wounding and damaging to me. And like we talked about before, the only way to heal is to take ownership of the wound, even though you aren't responsible for the wounding when somebody else is responsible for that. So that's the acceptance side. You have to come to an acceptance that this horrible thing happened, but you never have to approve of it. You should look at that and you should always have a sense of injustice or like unfairness, violation. Mm-hmm. You never have to approve ever. You never have to say that's okay. It wasn't okay then. It's not okay now. It won't be okay in the future. So forgiveness isn't about saying bad things are okay. Forgiveness is about giving up that which you cannot own.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is such a beautiful distinction. And I think this is the key that will help, hopefully, the goal is to help our listeners reframe what forgiveness actually is. It's not about, oh, I forgive all of your bad behavior, but that's the acceptance piece you're talking about. The differentiation here is really key.
We have a dog with a squeaky toy.
Yeah, I just really love that. The difference between the acceptance of the bad behavior, what forgiveness really is, and taking ownership for only what's yours and not, and leave the rest. Leave the rest where it belongs. Beautiful. So we get these opportunities, we practice this process, and the return on the investment of that is space, is peace, is a harmonious relationship with self, and a return of your vitality.
Yeah, and another word that jumps out to me is freedom.
Mm.
Like, at least in my experience, recognizing that how others show up in life is 100% on them and not yours to own. Now, okay, if you've influenced somebody in life or impacted somebody in life, you take ownership of how you've impacted them, but how they respond to the impact that you've had on them is still 100% up to them. And so there's real freedom in doing that, because over time within narcissistic abuse, you end up feeling like you deserve the punishment you're receiving.
Yes.
Right.
The other piece of freedom here, just from a different aspect of it, is you can feel so weighed down and heavy emotionally, mentally, physically, in every way. It is so much to carry. So there's actually a lightness in the freedom of the unburdening of all of this. Right. So it's that sense of like an actual physical freedom as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about before how it's really actually a detox. So you can move your body better. You look better. You feel better. It like just you have more of your spark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's freedom across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, it's so good. And really, who doesn't want to get rid of the crap?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. It's like, forgive the crap away.
Yes.
You know? And that's, who doesn't want to do that?
Who wants a t-shirt? Forgive the crap away. So good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think that's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that gives our listeners a new perspective on what we mean by forgiveness when you feel it's time to address that for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I like that you address that again. You mentioned that earlier in the discussion here. When you're ready, mm-hmm. right? There's a certain timing to this. In especially initially when there's a discard and when your heart feels the most shredded and everything like that, it's really difficult to do this work. You're dealing with so many other things. Yeah, that's where you just kind of have to honor the process of the pain in and of itself, that relationship with pain that we've discussed. So yeah, there's a certain pacing to it. It's usually a little bit down the road that you're able to start doing this type of work. And so for those of our listeners that are ready for it, we're hoping that you can use this tool as we've described it. If you have any questions about it, just let us know. Of course, we're here to touch base with you and walk with you through that as we're able. So yeah, anything else that...
No, I think that gives a really nice reframing of what forgiveness really is and what it means when people say forgiveness is for you and not for the other person. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Give that crap away.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, as usual, you don't know how to deal with something until you know what you're dealing with. We'll see you next time.